You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
School food charity provider KidsCan says the demand for emergency food in low-decile schools has doubled over the past 6 years. I spoke with KidsCan CEO Julie Chapman about the situation, first asking her why she feels there has been such an increase in demand.
So I think it's two things. I think it's definitely a lot more of people's money is going on the basic cost of living. And we're seeing families who are spending 60 to 70% of their income on rent and housing costs. I think also there's less of a stigma now around parents sending their kids to school when they don't have food at home. A lot of parents would choose to keep their kids home out of sheer embarrassment of not being able to send their kids to school with food. But now the schools have an option around providing kids can food, and parents know they're not going to be judged. I think that's part of the reason that there's been more of an uptake as well.
And what are the effects on children who go to school not having eaten or who don't have food to eat at school?
Oh, look, you know, the effects are, you know, it affects their ability to learn, to concentrate in class. You know, they're more lethargic. Children who don't have proper nutrition are more likely to get sick more often. So, you know, food and nutrition is hugely important for children, I mean, for everybody, but certainly for young children who, you know, rely on it to get themselves through the day.
And are KidsCan and other charities like KidsCan, are you struggling to keep up with the demand?
I think there's always a demand, certainly. We know that there's about 52,000 children a week that would go to school hungry if it weren't for the food programs that are out there now. We're feeding over 30,000 of those children a week, but we want to obviously expand and reach those remaining children, and certainly that's our intention, and we want to get the 16 schools that are on our waiting list off that waiting list as quickly as possible.
And is this just limited to food, or are they going to school without other necessities as well?
So we provide a range of programs. We provide raincoats, shoes, socks, health and hygiene items. There's certainly been a big increase in the need for feminine hygiene products. We're seeing about 4,500 packets of feminine hygiene items distributed a month at the moment. A quarter through KidsCan. Yeah, it's not just food, it's other basic material items that children need to get to the school gates in a position to learn, and things that most of us probably took for granted when we were growing up.
And while organisations like KidsCan do great work, have we sort of reached a point where we've got to say this is quite a serious issue and the government needs to get involved and do more?
Yeah, so ultimately the goal would be for KidsCan not to have to exist and do this kind of work. I think I'm heartened by the fact that the issue of child hardship, poverty, is certainly much more at the forefront of government conversations and thinking these days than it used to be. I'm quite excited to see where this Ministry of Children sort of funding ends up in terms of that investment and you know, trying to reduce the levels of poverty across the country. And then one day, hopefully, we won't have to do the work that we're doing.
And I think it was in 2015 the Feed the Kids bill was voted down by the national government. Do you support bills like this, or do you feel resources would be better spent sort of tackling the core issue of poverty rather than just providing a kind of plaster and just feeding kids at school?
I think there's two parts to that. So I think that there definitely needs to be moves and policy around raising incomes and making sure that all families have a roof over their heads and the ability to put food on the table and meet those basic needs. In terms of a food program, There's two big food programs that exist right now in New Zealand. One of them is Kids Can and the other is the Kickstart Breakfast Program. I think what I'd like to see there is more investment going into both of those programs, because for not a lot of money, we could make sure that every child that needs it is being fed. And so that kind of goes along with my approach of business, community and government working together. And if we just invested probably another $4 or $5 million a year in the current food program we have, and also in the Kickstart program, you know, we wouldn't need a bill as such, because the job would be being done.
Is this problem with the cost of living increasing, is this just limited to low decile schools, or are children in sort of medium to maybe even high decile schools also going without food?
Yeah, I think it's across the board. We've been limited, I guess, in our efforts to low decile schools, decile schools 1 to 4 at this point. But certainly we're looking at reaching beyond that in the future, especially given that the decile system is looking likely to be abolished. And I think, yes, certainly I hear a lot of stories from higher decile schools that have the same issues. Maybe not as many children, but certainly children who would benefit from this kind of support. Around the 16 schools that are waiting, that's about 2,500 to 3,000 children. And what we really need is people to get in behind Kids Can and support us by signing up to our $15 a month program. And that $15 actually provides food, clothing and basic health and hygiene care to a child in a school. And if we get more people signing up, then we can get these kids off the waiting list.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.